Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Presence of the Heart in Prayer. Alhamdulillah. All praises due to Allah, who has made prayer a source of comfort for hearts of believers and a means of tranquility for the souls of the devoted worshippers. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace, blessings, and mercy be upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow them in righteousness until the day of judgment. As for what follows, I enjoin you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. He, the Most High, says, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ And establish prayer, and fear him, and it is he to whom you will be gathered. O worshippers, each of us, at some point in our prayers, has experienced a moment of clarity, a fleeting instant in which we detach from the world and its distractions. Our hearts connect with our Lord, and we sense His greatness. In that moment, a profound joy overwhelms the soul. Tranquility fills the heart, and deep peace takes hold of our entire being, making us wish that this state would never end. Do you know the secret behind this, O servants of Allah? It is the presence of the heart and the awareness of nearness to Allah. This is the theme of our khutbah today. So let us strive to elevate our prayer so it may become for us what it were for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a source of delight for his eyes and comfort for his heart. قُرَّةُ عَيْنِهِ فِيهَا وَرَاحَةُ قَلْبِهِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to his muadhin, establish the prayer, give us comfort through it. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ أَرِحْنَا بِهَا Let us let our prayer transform from mere physical movements into a spiritual journey. The actions and words of prayer gain greater reward when the heart is present within them. Through this, we experience the true joy of prayer and taste the sweetness of standing before Allah. O worshipper, you who long for a prayer that fills your heart with light, know that the call to prayer is an invitation from Allah to you, so respond to it eagerly, repeat its words, and reflect upon their meanings. Allahu Akbar! Feel that He is greater than everything and mightier than anything. Disconnect from creation and turn your attention to the Creator, who calls you with the words, Come to prayer, Hayya ala salah. Come to success, Hayya ala al-falah. This was the way of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. When he heard the call to prayer, would rise quickly to perform ablution. And likewise, the one whose heart is attached to Allah hastens to perform ablution for prayer, feeling that he is washing away his sins and cleansing both his heart and body. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever performs ablution and does it well, his sins leave his body, even from beneath his fingernails. Once you have completed your ablution, prepare your heart to stand before your Lord, saying, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, alone with no partner, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. O Allah, make me among those who repent and among those who purify themselves. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. For whoever says this, the gates of paradise will be opened for him, and he may enter through whichever one he wishes. What a magnificent encounter you are preparing for through ablution, remembrance, applying perfume, and wearing your finest clothes. In obedience to Allah's command, يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. O children of Adam, take your adornment at every place of worship, and be mindful not to harm others with unpleasant smell, for the angels are harmed by what harms the sons of Adam. It is only fitting that you recognize and grasp the greatness of this sacred encounter, just as the righteous and pious did before you. Ali bin al-Husayn radiyallahu anhuma would experience a visible change in his state whenever he performed ablution. When he asked about it, he replied, "Do you not realize before whom I am about to stand and whom I am about to converse with? Yes, O servant of Allah, in your prayer you are conversing with Allah, the ever-living, the sustainer, who says, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, who sees you when you stand and your movements among those who prostrate. Where are those who are forgetful in their prayer? Have you not heard the words of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A man may finish his prayer, and only a tenth of it is recorded for him. Do you not feel the greatness of Allah? Do you not realize that you are in direct conversation with him? Have you not heard the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا صَلَّى يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ, indeed, when one of you prays, he is conversing with his Lord. O servants of Allah, among the things that help a believer attain presence of heart in prayer is approaching it with calmness, dignity, and tranquility. As-sakina wal-waqar. When beginning the prayer with the recitation of Suratul Fatiha, let one be mindful that Allah is listening and responding. When the worshipper says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies, My servant has praised me, Hamadani Abdi. When he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, My servant has Athna alayya abdi. When he says, Maliki yawmiddin, Allah says, My servant has glorified me. When he says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een, Allah responds, This is between me and my servant, and my servant shall have what he asks for. هذا بين عبدي, هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. And when he says, Guide us to the straight path, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, Allah says, This is for my servant, and my servant shall have what he asks for. هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. O Allah, make us among those who are reverent in prayer. Grant us success in obeying you completely and in following those whom you have commanded us to obey. As you said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. O believers, when you bow in prayer, glorify your Lord and praise your Creator, saying, سبحان ربي العظيم. This is in response to the command of your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, As for bowing, glorify your Lord in it. And when you rise from bowing, praise Allah, your Lord, saying, O Allah, our Lord, to you is all praise. Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, filling the heavens, mil as-samawat, filling the earth, mil al-ard, and filling whatever you will beyond that, wa mil ama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. For indeed, he glorified and exalted hears your praise, accepts your glorification, responds to your supplications, and forgives your sins. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Imam says سمع الله لمن حمده, then say اللهم ربنا لك الحمد. For whatever's words coincide with those of the angels will have their past sins forgiven. So when you reach the greatest pillar of prayer and humble yourselves in prostration before Allah, be certain that you are in the most honored position, a position where you are alone with your Lord, drawing near to your Creator, surrendering to His Majesty, and humbling yourselves before His glorious face, saying with both your tongues and hearts, سبحان ربي الأعلى, glory is to my Lord, the Most High. All those who prostrate, seize this moment of closeness to the Lord of the heavens and the earth through supplication and sincere hope. For our Lord, the Most High, says, and prostrate and draw near, wasjud waqtarib. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the closest servant is to his Lord is while he is in prostration. So increase in supplication. And at the conclusion of your prayer, direct your pure blessed greetings to Allah, your Lord, send peace upon your Prophet, upon yourselves, and extend your greetings to all of Allah's righteous servants. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first deed of which a servant will be held accountable on the day of judgment is his prayer. If it is found to be perfect, he will be safe and successful. But if it is incomplete, he will be unfortunate and loser. If any shortcoming is found in the obligatory salah, Allah the Exalted will say, look and see if my servant has any voluntary prayers, so that the obligatory salah may be made up by it. O Allah, have mercy on all Muslim men and women, believing men and women, both the living and the deceased. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله, remember Allah, the Almighty and the Glorious, and he will remember you. Be grateful for his blessings and he will increase you in them. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.